Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Video Game Podcast. We don't sell a lot of games, but I do like to talk about them. And of course, the licensed products, because I was an 80s video game person. Continue to be to this day. Even added a new monument to the shrine that is 80s video games. But we'll talk about that later. This week to download, you can grab Final Fantasy XIV, A Realm Reborn on the PlayStation 4, as well as King Oddball, Lego the Hobbit on darn near every platform, and Strike Suit Zero Director's Cut. PlayStation 3 has Lego the Hobbit and Sonic Unleashed, as well as the PS2 game Shin Megami Tensei Persona 4. I probably butchered that. The Vita has Lego the Hobbit. The Xbox 360 has RBI Baseball 14. RBI Baseball, you may recall, is a Nintendo-era franchise from the NES. It's back. Hooray! Nintendo Wii U has My Exotic Farm, as well as the Game Boy Advance games, Kirby and the Amazing Mirror, and the fantastic. I love this game. You owe it to yourself to buy it if you have a Wii U or a Game Boy Advance. I have a Game Boy Advance version. Actually, there's a port on the GameCube as well. It's called WarioWare Inc. Mega Micro Games. The S on Micro Games is a dollar sign. It was one of the first really fantastic Wario Micro Game games. Games lasted like 3 seconds and you're on to the next one. You have to figure out what to do and it's amazing. You gotta try it. On the Nintendo 3DS, you can get Governor of Poker, Atlantic's Quest, and Boxzle, as well as Mach Rider, an NES, let's say, classic. On sale at Entertainment Earth. Beatles are on sale. Buy one, get one 40% off on must-have Beatles memorabilia, and also don't forget, in-stock orders of $79 or more will ship for free. It's a great opportunity to get new arrivals, like the Super Mario Brothers paperweight set includes statues of Mario, Luigi, Yoshi, and Donkey Kong, the 1990s Country Tie version. We also have new pre-orders for the Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess Zelda quarter scale statue. A Defense of the Ancients 2 blind box plush display box is back up for order if you want it. We also have Nintendo Classics mini handheld electronic video games. They're kind of like Game & Watch, smaller. You can fit them in your mouth if you got a big mouth. I got a big mouth. So you can fit them in your mouth. And you can check all that out at entertainmentearth.com today. You can go to entertainmentearth.com/videogames.asp to see pretty much everything we have based on video games. Nintendo, Sega, Alien vs. Predator games. There's been a lot of those. And a lot of other stuff, because we are adding new things every day. And it's exhausting. That's what we do for you. We exhaust ourselves. So anyway, I've been alluding to something in the last couple of weeks I'm excited about. Nothing to do with what we sell. So just turn this off now. Check us out on Twitter and Facebook and everywhere else. Fine magazines are sold. But last week, I took a couple of hours of time off to drive very far away to get Life Force. Life Force is a late 1980s Konami arcade shooter. In the U.S., it was known as the sequel to Gradius because the actual Gradius 2 never came out here. So really, this is one of very few games starring the Vic Viper, which ever existed as an arcade machine. And because one of the advantages, I don't know how old you guys are listening, but if you manage to really, really, really luck out in life and have a job that you can stay at for a long time, like I have, stability affords you the opportunity to skip a lunch here and there, put a dollar into a jar, and save those dollars for years and years and years for a rainy day. And my rainy day was I wanted a Life Force arcade cabinet. I have picked up a couple of other arcade games very recently because they came up quite cheaply while looking for Life Force. But, you know, it's a holy grail kind of a thing, as overused as that is, for all good and ill it entails. Because, like many of you, if you're listening to this show, you're probably a toy collector. I'm a toy collector as well. I've been going to collectible toy shows since I was at least 5 or 6, and looking for the strange and unusual, the things that I've always wanted, the things I never thought I could get. That's a big part of it. And in the world of new collectibles, you have the added advantage of things you want that you never thought were going to be made, and you can look forward to those. But when it comes to things like arcade games, there's a very finite supply. Because some stores just got rid of them when they were done with them. A lot of them have fallen into states of disrepair, broken, junked, and they're gone. And it's most of the great arcades I knew growing up no longer exist. Articles about local arcades in my town from 2 years ago. Some of those have already shut down or gotten rid of all their games. So, to me, this is it's as important as it would be to buy like a 12-back Darth Vader figure or AFA Optimus Prime with foam and everything. You know, these are things that are special. the difference is with arcade games, there's no such thing as a mint condition guarantee like we offer on our action figures, because these are things that kids kicked, put their gum on, held on the joysticks, and just pulled and did like pull-ups or something. So finding these things in any state of acceptability is miraculous. So I drove way out to San Diego after negotiating with a guy for a couple of weeks. I managed to convince him to hold on to it because I couldn't get a rental van. And we went out and got it. And let me tell you, I got little girl arms. No offense to little girls with good arms. But if I remember what most of the women like were like when I was in elementary school, my arms were smaller than theirs. They continue to be more or less that way. And I couldn't lift this thing very well. I did manage to get it in my garage. I needed assistance getting it in the basement. But it's here now, and there's a small arcade around the corner from my office. It's unbelievable. And it's one of those things that, you know, when anybody gets into a hobby, sometimes you forget just how great it is to be able to, once in a while, have an opportunity to do something really stupid. And, because, you know, you do these things all the time. Like, you know, when I was a kid, you got toys, birthday, Christmas, maybe Easter, or a good report card if you were really lucky. Now I get a new toy almost every week, so, you know, it's awesome. But at the same time, you know, it loses a little of its edge when you, you know, your 10th birthday, you got EV99 on the card and you ripped that sucker open because you wanted an EV99 figure. Those days are over. But there's still opportunities to get things that are really special. And, you know, the waiting, the patience, the fact that there are things out there that you still want or always wanted or never thought they would make. I'm just happy to say that it's still possible. The only danger is sometimes when you get something like that, where do you go next? Because this is something I've been after for years, since seeing it when I was at a birthday party at Peter Piper Pizza when I was a very, very small toy nerd. Actually, it was probably during the period where I thought toys were done. Oops. And it's remarkable. It's just utterly stunning to be able to, you know, walk around and on the way to the bathroom go, oh yeah, I have more video games in my arcade, which technically could be one, than most pizza places now these days, because everyone has everything on their phones. That's how old I am, and some of you are probably going, wow, Grandpa, so you really have a soft spot for the 200-300-pound slab of particle board, glass, CRT monitors, and PCB. You could just put this in your pocket and play it. And it's like, yeah, but, you know, this is complicated. But it maybe it's just part of getting old. I still have some records, and I bought some new ones, and it's a different process than pushing a button on a screen and having it come to life. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just there's something nice about tangible, gargantuan shrines to the things that you like. And that's one of the reasons I've always loved action figures, because no matter what, I mean, an iPod game is different from an NES game, is different from an arcade game, is different from an Apple II Plus game distributed on a floppy disk that my dad got from work when I was 2.5. But Transformer, you know, it's Trail Cutter is going to be Trail Cutter tomorrow. He's still going to be awesome. He's still going to be here. There's really, I'd say there's no new form he could take, but hey, Transformers are robots in disguise, so of course they're going to change shape. But you know what I mean. So I'm basically having a lot of fun. At the same time, battling with the demons of, it's like, wow, I achieved the unthinkable, the unattainable. I don't know what to do with myself. But hey, there are worse problems, so I'm really happy. Gonna have to pay for this item for a while, especially with tax season. It's gonna hurt. It's gonna hurt a lot. But that's why you got to get the good things in your life when they come up and you want to buy it and it's there. Get it. If you're on the fence, I'm just saying this week, anyone within the sound of my voice, go ahead and get it, whatever it is, especially if it's from us. But you know how these things go. So see you guys next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast. Thanks for listening to me rant. It's a pointless rant, but hey, what can I say? I'm happy. And I'm a big fan of Life Force, so good news for me. See you guys next time.